I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Chris Gowegan. Chris is one of the world's most sought-after business growth consultants. Clients seek his wisdom and ability to help them grow and scale their businesses. Chris draws on his background as a high-volume manufacturing engineer, in-the-trenches sales professional, marketer, and endurance athlete. He's worked with hundreds of business owners in over 100 industries around the world. At the core, he's really a simple guy. He loves his work, loves his clients, and loves his family. Chris has worked with well-known thought leaders and professionals like Michael E. Gerber. He also works with smaller businesses, like his daughter's ballet studio that went from struggling to being full. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me on.
So, interesting that you and I both started our professional careers as engineers, and we both have ended up doing something different. And I'm really curious to know your story, and how does somebody like you started his career as an engineer become a business growth consultant?
Well, you know, I wish I could say it was a master plan and it was all by, you know, just this incredible wisdom and foresight on my part, but it was none of that. A lot of luck. Providence moved his hand at different times. And because when I transitioned from engineering, I was working for Ford, and I built high volume manufacturing lines, and I was the first engineer they'd hired in a long time. And that was really the foundation. I didn't know it at the time, but it was really the foundation for my marketing career. And how I made the transition from engineering to marketing was I moved from Canada to California, and I was working as an engineer out here. And then I wasn't married yet, but I wanted to get married. And a friend of mine, I looked at him, and I don't know if he'd ever graduated he graduated high school, but I don't think he'd ever graduated college. And he was making about 10 times the income I was making as an engineer. And I looked at that. It's like, there's something wrong with that. You know, it just didn't make sense. I went to one of the top schools in the country, graduated from the top of my class, and yet he's killing me financially, you know, like as far as how much he's making. And I just simply wanted to get married at some point in time and have my wife have the option to stay at home. So I jumped from engineering into sales, was awful at it. But I was fortunate. I had some people that came along and helped me out. I don't know if they felt sorry for me or just enjoyed laughing at my struggles. Well, just to kind of put it in perspective, I had this guy I started off selling a product that I'd been using for years as an engineer, and I was required to make 5 in-person calls every single day. So that's what, times 20, that's 100 in-person meetings. Like every single month. So I was out beating streets and knocking down doors. And I was selling products that I knew really well because I'd been using it for years as an engineer. And so I would go into a meeting and the guy would say, okay, I'd like you to quote me on this. And I basically looked at it and says, well, no, you're an idiot. This is what you shouldn't have. This is what you should have. And I would write out what he should have. He'd go, oh, thank you very much. And I'd never get an order. And I could never figure out why. So I didn't understand the people side of things. And this is kind of putting in perspective, the first guy that really helped me in sales, Jeffrey Hansler, he wrote this phenomenal book called Sell, Little Red Hen, Sell, which is one of the biggest books that changed my perspective on people and selling. Anyhow, he offered to teach me sales, and I went in and I negotiated. He offered me a salary of $4,000 a month, and I negotiated him down to $3,000 a month.
Wait, you negotiated him down?
Yep.
Okay, why?
Because I was, I could give you a really well thought out intelligent answer, but it's basically because I was dumb and I had no idea what I was doing. I was basically, well, you know, I don't really have experience, and I don't have this, and I don't have that. So I think 4,000 is, you know, generous, but too much. And why don't we just settle on 3? and then he looked at me and laughed, and I think he said, man, do I have my work cut out with this guy? So, but it was a wonderful experience. He said, you know, I'm going to torture you. I'm going to abuse you. I'm going to laugh at you. I'm going to have fun at your expense, but I'm going to teach you, you know, why people buy, how they buy. And I'm going to teach you, you know, selling and the phone. And he did that. And so, that was a wonderful experience, which then, you know, started me off into the world of sales consulting and marketing. And from there, the principles I use there and just the psychology of people has been absolutely priceless in marketing. And what he said was, he goes, Chris, he goes, when we're done working together, he goes, you'll be able to walk into any business in any industry and do extremely well in a very short period of time. Because one thing is consistent in every industry. I said, what's that? He says, people. He says, people buy stuff. You know, and that always stuck out in my mind, because especially with technology, people get caught up these days in, you know, using Facebook or Google or YouTube or, you know, like lead pages or Infusionsoft or whatever technology. They get caught up in the technical details, forgetting that they're selling to people. And understanding, you know, the psychology of people and why people buy, and they buy for emotional reasons and back up by, you know, by factual stuff, then it really helped me. That's why I've been able to go into over 100 different industries and help clients, you know, do very well. So all because of that very, very difficult time where, and he kept true to his word. He beat me and abused me and laughed at me. But he taught me a lot of good lessons.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm seeing as a parallel between your story and people that run expertise-based businesses where they're struggling to create consistent, stable revenue is they have studied whatever they're an expert in, or they've developed it based on experience or some other factors. Yet they don't necessarily have the kind of expertise that you just described learning in how to run their business or how to sell to their customers. And I wondered, you know, for people like that, especially those that have been in business for a while, you know, take somebody who's 50 years old and has been a solopreneur consultant for a long time, or maybe has been in corporate and then left to become a consultant, and is, you know, has a lot of expertise and a lot of wisdom in a particular industry, yet struggles to create consistent revenue to make enough money. What advice do you have for somebody like that?
Yeah, and that's a packed question, because I think one of the important things is just really like a understanding. In Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth Revisited, I just loved how he phrased it. He said that people that start businesses, he goes, a lot of people think that they're entrepreneurs. He says, well, there are very few entrepreneurs. What typically people that start businesses, it's somebody that has an entrepreneurial seizure, meaning somebody who is, you know, working a corporate job, you know, and, you know, say guys, he's a lawyer and he's doing all the work and he's looking how many hours he's putting in and he's looking at the pay he's getting and says, why don't I just start my own firm, you know, or computer repair guy, you know, he's like, you know, I'm doing all the work and I'm billing, you know, I'm getting paid, you know, $50 an hour and we're billing, you know, $150 an hour. Where's that money going? And I know it's not coming to me. Mm-hmm. You know, so they have this entrepreneurial seizure. It's like, well, why don't I strike out on my own and do it? And so they do. They strike out on their own. But what they don't understand, and this is one big points in Michael's book, The E-Myth Revisited, is that what they don't understand is fatal assumption is that they think that since they understand the technical side of the business, that they'll be able to build a business. But they don't understand that building a business requires a bunch of different sets of skills than the technical work of the business. So meaning if you're, you know, a lawyer or a computer repair person or, you know, financial advisor or a doctor or consultant, or, you know, you can be really, really, really good at what you do, But there's other parts to it. There's, you got marketing, you got to get leads, you got to like turn those leads into sales. So you have to have marketing, you have to have sales. And there's a whole, that's a whole set of learning, you know, in itself. And then you got the financials, you got to make sure that, you're profitable on the jobs you take in. So you've got all these different parts of a business. And then, you know, if you want to grow too, then you got to learn, you know, understand like management and, you know, how to manage people. So like that. So people, they go in not understanding that there are many different facets of running a business than just doing the work, you know? And so people just scramble chasing, you know, it's like, I need leads, I need leads, I need leads, I need leads. And they get caught up just chasing whatever the latest lead program or traffic gizmo, you know, flashbang, 4,000 leads this week, you know, or $30 million in 30 seconds. You know, they get caught up in these programs, but they don't really understand the basics and the principles of how things work. Because I think once you understand the basics and the principles of how things work, it makes everything so much easier.
Right. So what should they be doing instead?
Well, so first, you really want to become a student, you know, and learn about there's really three core elements to building a business. And if I was sitting in front of you, I would have my finger, my thumb, my index finger, and my middle finger pressing on the table to make a stool. And this is the foundation of any business. You've got the three legs of the stool: lead generation, lead conversion, and client fulfillment. And so if you want a stable business, you have to have, you know, a stable stool. So you have to have all three of those legs have to be stable. And so what you want to do is you want to focus on learning those things. So I'm assuming that everybody is good at being a technician, like they're really good at the deliverable of what they do.
I would say that is probably true. It's a fair assumption.
Yeah. And because anyone that's been in business for, you know, more than a few months, has been in business for, you know, a couple few years and grinding and sweating it out or longer, they're good at what they do because they'll get business, they'll get referrals and, you know, trickling in and stuff like that. So they're good at what they do. So that they've got the client fulfillment side down. So what they need to do is they need to work on lead generation, lead conversion. So if all they do is just focus on the client fulfillment, on the technical work, you've got a one-legged stool and that thing's going to topple over. So you got to work on lead generation, you got to get leads, and you got to work on your lead conversion, your selling process to convert those leads into sales. Now, when you've got all three of those things going, now you're in control of your business. And you can grow and scale your business to any level that you want. If you want to stay, you know, a one-man practice, that's fine. If you want to have, you know, like a small team of, you know, 3, 5, 10 people, you can absolutely do that. If you want to grow an enterprise or franchise, you can absolutely do that. Once you've got that core element of the lead generation, lead conversion, and client fulfillment in place.
Right. It also sounds from what you're describing that you need to make a decision about what particular model would be ideal for you. That is not just getting leads in, converting the leads, and delivering the fulfillment to your customers. It's also understanding what kind of business you want.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Very important.
And what kinds of examples or stories come to mind with people that have been successful as practitioners, yet they struggle with these other elements? What kinds of stories can you share where somebody has really done a great job of getting balance in a three-legged stool?
Yeah, so some stories with that, but first a point of like what happens if you don't have this is if you're just on your own, if you don't have this, you're just going to struggle and you're going to have the roller coaster, you're going to have the up and down, it's going to be real herky jerky, you're going to have the 3 a.m. cold sweats, you're going to have that, you know, I hate this, I love this, why don't I go back to my, why don't I just get a job again? You're going to just constantly go through that torture chamber. And then once you have this, then if you're the one that's doing everything, you're going to have a different nightmare at some point in time, because you're going to hit a point where you just start running out of energy and you're just like, you know what? I just don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm just tired. I don't want to do it anymore. I just turned 50, you know, and I don't have the same energy I do now as I did when I was in my 20s or 30s, you know, and so everybody's going to, they'll hit a point if it's just them and they haven't scaled their business, they're usually going to hit a point. Now, this isn't everybody, I understand that. But I'm like, generally speaking, you're going to hit a point where you're just flat out tired. And so like some examples, there's a guy I'm working with in Australia, and he came to me. His business was doing pretty well. He was doing about $750,000. And his goal was to hit $1 million. There's this, if you're successful, there's this $1 million mark. That's kind of like, that's the mountain you want to hit. So we chatted, you know, and after about 15 minutes, I looked at him and said, you know what, your opportunity here is not to hit $1 million. Your opportunity is to, you know, go and scale this thing to $50 to $100 million and sell it, you know, along the lines of if you want, or keep it. And so he kind of like twisted his head and scrunched his eyebrows and like looked at me like really weird. It's like, huh? And, you know, you just hear it in his voice. And so I explained to him, it's like, basically it's like, you know, you're doing everything, you know, yourself. And he had, you know, four or five people on his team. So, but he was, it was him. He didn't have a business that worked for him. He worked for a business. I mean, if he stopped or fell down or wanted to take a couple weeks off or a month off or got hit by a truck or, you know, his business would come to a grinding halt in a pretty short period of time. And so I said, well, what you need to do is you need to build systems, lead generation systems, lead conversion systems, and your fulfillment systems, where first of all, we got to build that three-legged stool. And then second of all, what we need to do is we have to build the systems to take you out of the work. So you're not doing the work. You have other people doing the work. Now, once you have that, then you've got a business that's truly scalable, a business that truly works for you. And then that's when you can have like peace and comfort and growth, you know. And so he's well past $1 million mark, and he's, you know, well on his way to to growing a very successful business. I have a friend that he's got somewhere between 50 and 100 franchises open. It's the exact same thing that he went through. You know, just getting that three-legged stool in place, and then, okay, I've got location one down. Now, how do we take what we did here ourselves, and how do we systematize all this so that we can make it work in location 2, 3, 4, 5? Now, how can we do this in, you know, like in location 10, you know, 10, 30, 50, 80? So, and there's, you know, another story is a consultant, who is doing about $250,000 a year and just doing it, busy, working, and just like, she's just like, I'm just exhausted. She's like, I love what I do, but I'm just exhausted. She had one source of leads. So leads came from one place, and she's like, I'm like scared. She goes, if anything happens to this lead source, I'm done. I'm screwed. I'm out of business. And she did well. You know, she was very successful at what she did. But she's like, I need to get to the next level. You know, so it's kind of like, if you're looking at it, the first thing you want to do is you want to start producing consistent, stable revenue, and that's getting your three-legged stool. That's getting really good at you know, in your market. And then once you build that, then you want to scale, and you really want to get your systems in place where you can pull in leads from multiple traffic sources, and you've got a selling system, or it's almost like a magic box or a machine, you know, like magic box. A client of mine, Guy Baker, one of the books that he was a financial advisor, he talked about this magic box where you put small denomination bills in one side of the box and larger denomination bills come out the other side. So you put in, you know, $1, $2, $5, $10 bills on the one side, and 10, 20, 50s, 100s come out of the other side. Well, that magic box is really your client acquisition system, which is lead generation and lead conversion. So you build a system using people and technology to take what you've done. You build a three-legged stool, then you use technology and systems where you've now got something that's scalable, that's automated, and it doesn't require your time. So you build that, you know, and then you can get out of the, you know, the different level of cold sweat. Sorry, you know, I'm tired, or gosh, it's like I've got payroll I need to make. You know, I don't know how I didn't do it. So with this consultant, you know, we've just been building systems, you know, for lead generation systems, lead conversion systems, streamlining her client fulfillment systems, so freeing up her time, and then having like a good flow of leads. I could go on stories. You know, a friend who's he was going through a similar thing, and we put some lead generation conversion systems in place, and he pulled in $135,000 in within 6 weeks, and it cost him less than $500 to do it. So, we go on story after story after story after story, but they all have the exact same things that they're struggling with. And the solutions were exactly the same with every single one of them. Now every business is different. So, you know, what it looked like for one company is not exactly the same, but the principles, you know, the principles are the same. The principles that they were all missing, like lead generation aspects or lead conversion aspects, or they were doing all the fulfillment themselves. And I'll tell you, for people that want to grow their businesses, that want to scale their businesses, it's a scary thing for them. Because this is people I've worked with, because they have to let go of perceived control.
Mm-hmm. It's a big thing.
It's huge. It's huge. I say perceived control because you never have control anyhow, you know, but they feel that it's like, okay, well, I have to have hands on and nobody does it as good as me. And so they look to hire talent in, and they look for somebody that looks really good or sounds really good. But they really, first of all, they haven't done a good job of laying the foundation for them. So, and what I mean by that is someone coming in, if you've got a plan to scale a business, so like I get one client, he tells his new hires, you know, we worked on this, so tells new hires, he's got his vision. He says, okay, my vision is to transform the state of weight loss and transform the state of people's health in Australia. And he says, and so we're growing, you know, to, and tells it like where they're growing to. And so he casts this vision for people. So he says, and what we do is we need to follow systems because we can't get to our growth without it. So if you're not a systems person, this job is going to be miserable for you. If you do like systems, then you're going to have a whole lot of fun and you're going to have all the freedom that you want to improve things. And as we grow on scale, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for you to do a lot more things, you know, if you want. So when you're hiring talent, you got to set the stage right, you know, before you hire talent and make sure they understand the vision and what's in front of them. And then the other thing is understanding the values of the company, which is really their values and what they do, and making sure that's well defined in the job description and the job contract, what the person is going to be doing. So when you do those things right, you're still keeping your values running the business. You're just not doing the work. You've got someone else doing the work. Make sure you've got a management system in place. So you're making sure that the metrics that you identified as important, and they can be numbers or they can be, you know, qualitative or quantitative, you know. But you make sure that you have a management system in place, making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
And the end result of all this is a much healthier business.
It's a much healthier business. And probably more important than that is you have a much healthier business owner.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm telling you, man, it is hard for business owners. It's, you know, until you've got this going where you have a business working for you. I'm going to say it again, a business working for you. Most people don't have a business working for them. They are working a business. They're going to a business to work a business, whether it's, you know, at home or their office or wherever. They don't have a business that works for them, that grows and runs with, you know, even if they're not there. So, but you get a much healthier business owner, which to me is really important because, you know, life isn't about business. Life is about people.
It certainly is. Certainly is. Chris, whom do you know personally who has done a really remarkable job of smashing the plateau?
There's a lot of people that come to mind, all different levels, but the biggest one is this guy called Michael Gerber. He's a friend and a private client. I've been working with him for several years and advising him and helping him. And he smashed the plateau. He was came from nothing. He was actually like did odd jobs and was a contractor and no business and sales experience. And he grew to a he wrote the book E-Myth, which is sold, I don't know how many millions of copies. Wall Street Journal has called it the most important business book ever written. And he's built a $100 million company and has helped hundreds of thousands of small business owners in virtually every country around the world. So I'd say he kind of smashed the plateau. He smashed the plateau level. I didn't even know there's a plateau up there.
So. Yeah, talk about somebody who's had a big impact. Michael Gerber certainly has. Great example.
And all he did was the same. It was the same things. You got a lead generation, lead conversion, client fulfillment, and then you build management systems, leadership systems, and systems in place as you're going along. So it's no different than what anybody else has to do. And that's that's the thing that when people get this, it's like if all you do is you just focus on and say, okay, I'm not going to focus on anything else except for I'm just going to work on my lead generation, lead conversion, and client fulfillment. And if you take 1 year to work on each one of those, in 3 years, you're going to have a multi-million dollar business that you can sell. Or you're going to have or you can scale it, or you can just take long vacations. You know what I mean? It's just focus on those things, not the 50 million things, that all the little like technology things. Just focus on those three things.
Sounds great. Chris, what can we look forward to in the near future from you?
So I was in Michael Gerber's dreaming room about a year and a half ago, and same time, this is when I helped a friend generate $135,000 in 6 weeks. It should have been the busiest time of year for him, and he's like, I'm struggling. I know marketing and the internet. Can you help me? So I looked at what we did over 6 weeks with him, and I sat there, and now I'm not the brightest or sharpest tool in the shed, and the light bulb finally went off above my head. It's like, it's like Ken, what I did with you is no different than what I've done with all my other consulting clients. So I took what we did and I put it into a 12-week program to build the foundation, the lead generation, the client acquisition system. So to build the three-legged stool out. So I took what we did and I put together a 12-week program to build that foundation out. And I started piloting it in 2017, at the end of 16, and piloted it last year. And the pilot went really well. And so now I'm scaling that out in 2018 and 19.
Sounds very exciting. How can listeners learn more about the program, learn more about you and follow you?
So best thing is if they go to my website, which is Chris Goegan, ChrisGoegan.com, there's a lot of articles and resources on there. They can grab a free ebook that I have on client acquisition systems, on how to build them, and it gets into more of the technical details and more of the how to's, so that they can get that. And then I have some ongoing webinars that they can sign up for as well if they want.
Sounds great. Well, Chris, this has been a really illuminating discussion. Sounds like it's been a lot about business basics, which is what many people, even those that have been in business for a long time, need. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been Chris Goegan, President of Engineered Marketing Solutions. Thank you again, Chris, for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me here, David.